I think a really cool topic that we get asked a lot, and I think people pay attention a little bit to our dynamic. Just,
You think people pay attention?
think they do.
Okay, cool.
When I post about us, it seems like we get the most interaction then.
Okay.
But I think people getting into the business or building something, there's always going to be a chance to partner up with somebody. In this instance, it is you, my husband, or in other instances, it might be like a friend, a close friend. And I think, picking your partner in your business, unfortunately, I didn't have a choice. No, just
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
kidding.
Oh.
No, but I think partnership in business is really has been very valuable for us. I know uniquely we are married, and so that just kind of naturally came into play of running it together, but other people might have, friends, colleagues, or whatever. But I think the dynamic of it has been really interesting to learn and grow
Yeah.
in it.
Like strengths and weaknesses, and
Yeah, Dylan,
like we
what's my
pick up
weakness?
after each other. I would say weakness is you're
Careful
just
now,
so
we're
pretty. No. It's like you're Swiss, very slow, methodical, which has its pluses.
I say
Yeah, it's
no.
I would say the way that I would balance you out is that I can make a decision fairly quickly, for good or for bad. It's not always a great decision, but I can make a decision pretty quick. Whereas I think if it was you and another person like you, I think you'd be stuck in a lot of situations.
Yes, I am very methodical. I am. It's funny.
That's a good word. I said slow, you said methodical.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a better. That's how my ears perceived
Yeah, for sure. See what I'm dealing with?
it. Anyway, I think I'm a very methodical person, and I
Yes.
will agree. I've always grown up in a, my childhood was like saved for a rainy day. My dad invested in stocks. We didn't do this kind of type of risk of investing in real estate and kind of taking larger risk in that. And so you've taught me a lot in that.
Wait,
And
so wait, what? No, I was kidding. Sorry.
you were right.
Yeah.
No, but you've taught me a lot in that. And I think that really helps with a partnership is somebody who can see the vision and take the risk. And maybe somebody like myself, maybe not as methodical, that can reassess in the background and say, okay, A, B, C, D, did this like check what we were hoping to achieve financially? Will this put us in a good position? Let's sit on, pray about it for 48 hours, 72, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Three months.
No, but I think you being the more risk taker in our partnership and our business really has
Which is
gotten.
funny for you to say that I'm a risk taker. I feel like I'm very not a risk taker, but that just shows how not risk taker you are. I'm not a risk taker, but yeah, I'm like, okay, we got to do something. We
Oh
got
yeah, Dylan will be like, I ordered that, we're done. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
Whoa,
what's the
we have to let's
color? Let's
compare. Let's
compare.
go
Did
shop
you
at
read the
six different
reviews?
places. Yeah.
Dylan's like, I don't care. It's done. It's getting ordered tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And yeah, for context, that was a bathroom vanity for our flip we're doing right now. So it's not like we're just ordering random stuff, but yeah, like design things. And like, I think I can move quick and say, yep, that works. This works. And you're like, well, let's go touch, let's go to the store and touch it and feel it and, look at it.
Methodical.
Yeah. Methodical. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would say,
Yeah, what's my problem?
well, let me pull out my phone.
Yeah. You
I
bring
was
your list.
prepared. Yeah. I think is something for like a weakness in that is it, I mean, it kind of coincides with what we just talked about is sometimes you'll be so quick to jump into an opportunity that sometimes I think it seems too good to be true
Yeah.
that I'm over there like, hey, I don't think this actually aligns with what we were hoping for,
Yep.
or I actually don't think this will bring us closer to the goal. Instead, it's like, are we just jumping at it because the price tag, the investment, or is this even something we're really good at?
Yeah.
I think something to counter off that a little bit, I think something that you're really good at is if you're not interested in it, like you're not passionate about it, for example, Bitcoin, I know that was a thing
Yeah, like
for
crypto and
crypto. I think that was a thing, a fad for a really, for, I don't know, almost like a year or so. I don't think I hear it as much. I know people are still involved with it.
Yeah,
but you are very draw the line in the sand of, I could care less like what people think if I'm in it or out of it, because I'm just not passionate about it. I don't understand it. I would rather put my time and energy into something I can do.
Yep. Yeah. It's like, I know that you can make money in any way you want, you know, you can, whether it's crypto or whatever, but it's like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. It doesn't like get me excited. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I love real estate. I know exactly how to analyze a real estate deal. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's my comfort zone. You know, I can invest, you know, as all the dollars in my account into that, because I feel comfortable with it, you know? And it's an easy decision. I don't have to like think about, you know, what if, you know, someone hacks my wallet or something for Bitcoin. I don't know if that's a real thing, by the way, but that's how much I don't know about it. But
yeah,
it's just finding that comfort zone and saying like, you know, this is what I'm comfortable in, and going all in on it.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, in building what we've built, as it's kind of progressed into, which is crazy, 7 years, and where we kind of started, I think I've always seen our partnership in this as, you are the numbers guy, the black and white, and I am like the visionary, the color of like how we can take, you know, structural things and bring it to life of like doing it better. Like, hey, if you're the numbers guy and we want to make this, or we want to grow to this projection, it's like, okay, with my vision, how do we execute that? Mm-hmm. And I think we do this really cool balance and dance with it that we're, I think for the last couple of years, I think I've been just like an energizer bunny on like Celsius and steroids of just going like a mile. Like,
you're on steroids? You're so strong.
Stop.
Yeah. Well, now that we're talking about positive stuff.
Let's talk about me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about you. No. Yeah, I think you're super good at making people feel like you'll remember someone that, you know, we sold a house to them 4 years ago.
And I have a weird photographic
memory. Yeah, a weird memory where you remember. I'm like, I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, and you're just like, hey Susan, how's it going, how's the house, how's Bill, and you're like talking about like their family, and you remember everything. And it's just like, that's so special. And it's like, it's why people connect with you so well, and it's why that you're able to, you know, push the ball down the field so well, like in our business, is because it's just people feel seen every time you're there. So I'm like in the background just going like,
who is that?
Hi, I'm just like the, you know, the eye candy, I guess. It's there's no way our business would be where it is without that aspect, for sure. But
it is weird. I think as I got into real estate, I got better at memory, and I can literally look at a picture of a house and know exactly who it is. Yep. If you tell me the street address, I have no idea, but a picture of a house, I can be like, oh yeah, that's Carrie and Chris. They moved into this. They have two Goldens, da, 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 da. So sometimes when Dylan will run into one of our customers, and you know, for the last couple of years with your health, like you've kind of been more behind the scenes. I've met all the people. It's like, he'll be like, somebody came up to me and they said, thanks so much for the house. And I have no
idea. It's so funny. Yeah. Cause it's like, I'm on all social media stuff. And
yes.
People say, oh, hey, like, you know, it's so good to see you. And I'm like, you too. Yeah. And it's like, I've been kind of out for a while.
And then I'll be like, what were they wearing? Who are they? Describe them. And then I'll be like, yeah. They bought on this address. Da, da, da. And yeah, I don't know why it's.
So I apologize if you recognize me and I don't. It's me. It's not you.
I think something that has always been a strength of yours that helps in our, you know, business aspect is you just don't give a rat's ass.
I was about to say, where is this going?
Yeah, you're like, finish the sentence. You just don't give a rat's ass about anybody's opinion. Like, if I'm a people pleaser in terms of like, if I can make you feel special seen and I miss the mark in some way, I self-degrade myself to say like, was it me? Did I do something wrong? Mm-hmm. And then once I kind of go through my like mourning process of like, was it me or not? Then I can pull myself out and say, okay, you're just X, Y, and Z, or this really wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
And I can sit and I can sulk for like 24 hours of just like feeling so bad because I wish I could have done it better. And you're somebody who can literally disassociate yourself, not because you don't care, but you can disassociate yourself and say, that was a situation. We did the best we could, move on, 5-second funeral, and on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And I think in a business like ours or maybe a different business that somebody might be trying to grow on, having that balance of somebody like me who can be the care bearer, know the name, love on that person, make them seen, heard, but then also that small population of people that isn't your cup of tea that can really ruin your flow, your Joe of like, this is how we do business. And for somebody who can step in and say, Faith, like, it's just not even worth it to sweat over it.
Yeah, you need that balance of someone to say, hey, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And then that balance of someone that remembers everyone's name. And it's like that magic of in the details of knowing, you know.
And I think that's something that, like, I love to be positive on social media, but there's occasionally some times, and I remember this was about 5 or 6 months ago, and I, for content's sake, I won't go into great detail, but it was one of the more difficult clients I've ever dealt with. And it was just this almost like extreme mood swings that I just couldn't figure out. Was it me? Was it you?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember
it's stressful.
And I think a lot of people don't realize, especially in our business, like we're wearing so many hats. We're either problem solving, we're a marriage therapist, we are your therapist, or it's a happy day, or you're mad at us. And it's just like, you're just the filter of all the emotions. You're just the punching bag. And some days I'm also having a bad day. And so just like filtering that in is like, man, did I mess up? Did I do something? And I remember I went public on social media. I had a terrible, like I woke up to like a 3-paragraph, like you suck. And I just ate, I was sobbing in my office. I was like, I take this to heart. Like these people like are everything to me. Like I care about so much of my, like who we serve. And I just remember you got like,
I'm like, well, move on.
No, you were really encouraging, but you like affirmed, hey, this is not worth, this is not the people we want to serve, move on.
Yeah.
And I think in a partnership like this, it helps to have that dynamic balance of somebody who can really hone in the client person that we are serving so that if it doesn't match our realm, our description, it's like they weren't worth our time, Faith. Move on.
Yeah. 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 And honestly, we're not everyone's not the best fit for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's like as a, you know, fun as we try to be and, you know, upbeat, it's like that's not everyone's cup of tea. You know,
it's some not people everybody's just, humor.
Yeah. And some people don't want to be friends with their realtor. You know, they just want someone to do a job and I respect that. And I'm totally fine with that too.
It is very out of body experience for me. Like when people, I remember I had one client and she was like, this is strictly business. And I was like, I can't even celebrate your birthday or like send you
pictures,
like a Christmas card.
Yeah.
And, I swear the transaction closed and I have never heard from them ever again.
Yeah.
I've reached out and just said, hey, just checking in to see. Nobody likes to be checked in. But like just seeing how things are going, was thinking about you. Literally, it was like, this was a business deal. Please don't reach out ever again. And I was just like so caught off guard. I was like, I don't know what to do. My emotions. But I think.
Like in the corner.
So I think stepping into growing this business, there's obviously strengths and weaknesses that we bring. Any other kind words you want to say to me? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I should have a few things on top of my head.
Any other things you think of that is beneficial for people kind of exploring in, you know, building something together or partnering up? Like things to red flags or things to think of?
I think when you've opened this episode, you were saying like partnering with, it could be a friend, it could be whatever. I think really, really, like, I think a lot of people take it really lightly about partnering with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very, very serious thing to consider because it is almost on paper like a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you are partnering with someone in a business or a venture of any kind, and it goes sour, I mean, it could be that that partner gets a divorce, or it could be that that partner,
your friendship is gone.
Something happens where the friendship erodes and you're stuck in this weird situation where hopefully you had legal documents to, you know, say that you're actual partners and that you can actually have grounds to stand on and say half of this is mine. You know, everyone should do that first for sure. But being really, really cautious about, you know, the character of the person that you're going into business with, making sure that it's like, you know, is this someone that I would feel comfortable watching my kids? Is this like a lifelong friend? And obviously, like, things change, but
I think to like before you move on to that, I think yeah. something if you are wanting to partner up with somebody and it's simply just for the financial gain of their support, mm-hmm. eventually your business will grow, hopefully, or that financial need is no longer going to be as the height yeah. of it.
Money will not be the most important
thing. So yeah. if you're wanting to get into a part, obviously we're married, so you're stuck with me.
Yep.
yes.
Darn it.
Outside of, you know, doing this with your significant other, if you're looking at a colleague or a business friend or whatever, like take money out mm-hmm. and say, do we work together? What's your problem solving? Are you solution oriented or what is my
strength? Do we complement each other?
Do we complement each other?
Yeah.
I would say as kind of similar, we think and we do things and we see our business. We are completely opposite people mm-hmm. in the way that we run our business that has so graciously complimented us to fill the gaps, to take a charge of things I'm not good at and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I think as long as you get into a business with a non-significant other, a best friend or whatever, and it's not money driven, hey, you're bringing 50, I'm bringing 50 and we can buy this. And it's merely, hey, we actually have a legit business plan for why you would be mm-hmm. a good support, then run with it. Or, you know, trial it for 3 or 4 months or whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
But or test it with certain things that you can do that's not going to ruin your friendship. Because
yeah.
we've literally.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We've literally watched friends like friendships fall apart because they financially go broke. The person doesn't compliment each other, pissed off, then they're carrying it. And it's just not a place you ever hope to land, but it can land when it doesn't come with preparation.
Yeah. And definitely don't just become a partner with someone just because it sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, let's just do this because
we're best friends.
And it's like, you could almost that the, if your friendship was to fall apart, it may only fall apart in that situation. Mm-hmm. You could have been totally fine forever, but mm-hmm. because you went into business with that person, that could be the thing that kills your relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those things that I don't ever want to say that I would never partner with someone, but I'm extremely cautious about that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, apart from, you know, our wonderful partnership. But anyone other than that, it's like, why complicate life?
Or what are you going to add that I currently don't have?
Right. Like if someone has extreme expertise in something that I don't know anything about, then I wouldn't invest in it anyway because I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you're able to do it yourself.
Non-risk taker, methodical thinker. Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. This is
case in point.
We haven't partnered with anyone because we're scared. No. But I think people I hear on real estate podcasts, especially, they're like, find a partner. You know, if you don't have money, just partner with someone. It's like that could be a disaster. Mm-hmm. Like you think you have no money now. Just wait until, you know, the whole thing falls apart and now you're, you know, having
to
sell everything.
Or you're in grind mode and your partner's not grinding and you're the one doing all the work.
Oh, it could be drug addiction. I mean, it's a million things. It's just, I don't know exactly where I'm going with that. But it's just, something that I think it demands respect to say, like, is this really mm-hmm. worth it or not? And can I do this on my own? And if I can, like, I think that's,
a safer bet. Then I would say if you choose not to partner, then find a coach, somebody in your corner that fireproofs, like, the beginning of the years that just feel, like, so hard where you're just grinding and grinding and you don't have any support. Find that support. Mm-hmm. Not attached to the profit and the proceeds of your business.
Yeah, like a third party sounding board.
Like we have a real estate coach and we've yep. been with it since day one. And it has literally been our soundboard to go, I want to make this higher. I want to do this. I want to scale here.
And they're like, that's a stupid idea.
Or I'll get on the call and be like, did you make this? Did you do that? No, I didn't. And it's like, it creates this like accountability system. So mm-hmm. I would say no partnership, find yourself accountability partner yep. to scale to where you want to be. So you're not just running the entrepreneur life, which is a lonely world sometimes.
And it's even better because they don't have a horse in the race. They're just like, hey, this is what you got to do. Mm-hmm. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like your success doesn't dictate them mm-hmm. or it's nice to have that third party that's just looking at your situation and saying yeah. like, yeah, that's a good idea. Or not. No, that's the worst idea you've had all
yeah.
this whole time.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. So,
but either way, we're 10 years this year.
Married.
We're still married. We still like each other.
Yeah. A lot.
Some days we don't. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
You can just make decisions quicker. No, I'm
I said yes to you, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's definitely a beautiful thing that can happen when you find the right person. So if you have more thoughts and you want to know kind of more our backstory and where we've been and journeying and learning with each other, we're always here as a resource. But we hope this inspires you to find a partner or go out on your own.
So go get a partner.
No. But find a partner that you've been thinking about that would be great to partner up in a business, or just run it yourself and find that accountability. But we hope this inspires you to do more in your entrepreneur lifestyle.
Yep. Go get them.